domestically challenged.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us as we continue our coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis. The economy shrank at a 0.3% annual rate in the third quarter. That is the gross domestic product, the GDP. It was at its sharpest contraction in 7 years and a surefire sign that the economy continues into recession. But it was a better-than-expected showing, and that's moving the markets this morning. Wall Street, well, Dow has shot up by more than 250 points, while the NASDAQ is up 54, the S&P 500 index up by about 27 so far this morning. Overseas, another buying spree in Tokyo, Hong Kong, and Seoul, with the Nikkei gaining 10%, Hang Seng shooting up nearly 13%, a lot of folks buying today. Here at home, new jobless claims didn't budge last week, remaining at the same elevated level due to the tanking economy. We're getting word of a new government proposal as well to help struggling homeowners avoid foreclosure. The money would come from that $700 billion financial bailout package, but the proposal is already being scrutinized by economists, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Details of the program are still being worked out, but it is expected to provide government guarantees for about $500 billion worth of mortgages. 3 million homeowners might qualify for more affordable loans based on their ability to repay. Nariman Baravish is chief economist for IHS Global Insight. He says this is a good first step.
If we don't throw a lifeline out to the people who, are in effect, are at the heart of this problem, namely that they can't afford to pay their mortgages and therefore are walking away from them, and in so doing, pushing down home prices, if we don't address that, then this problem goes on for a lot longer.
Under the plan, the government would provide incentives to mortgage lenders to change the terms of loans. The cost would be shared with the government. Uncle Sam could pay up to $50 billion. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Things are still slick for oil companies. ExxonMobil posted a record $14.8 billion third-quarter profit, a record for an American company. Marathon Oil profits more than doubled. Eastman Kodak and Colgate-Palmolive released positive profit numbers as well. But on the flip side, Motorola profits took a nosedive. Earnings not so good for insurance companies. MetLife earnings fell 39% last quarter. Aetna says its third-quarter profits fell 44%. And now there's word the insurance industry may be next up for billions of dollars in federal assistance, some of which may be used for mergers and acquisitions. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
We got a glimpse of the fragility of the insurance industry last month. AIG got an $85 billion loan from the federal government just to stay alive long enough to sell itself. The question is, are there other AIGs out there, and do they need to be rescued? Mark Lane, a research analyst at William Blair & Company, doesn't think so.
There's not another life insurance company out there that has a similar exposure or similar business profile, so I think that was very unique to AIG.
Still, tight credit and weak investments have damaged the insurance industry, and Lane says some consolidation is inevitable. Robert Hoyt is a professor of risk management and insurance at the University of Georgia. He says consumers probably won't be hurt much if some insurance companies merge.
It's hard to envision a degree of consolidation that would really eliminate the competition that's already there in the market.
Hoyt says the industry is global and remains quite competitive. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
You're listening to The Morning Report for Thursday, October 30th at Marketplace.org. In an economy that's stuck in the middle seat, the flight pattern for the airline industry seems to be consolidation. And here we go again with a marriage in the heavens. The $2.6 billion deal between Delta and Northwest Airlines is done. The Justice Department says it will not block the two getting together to form the world's biggest airline in terms of traffic. The new Delta will continue to be based in Atlanta. Taking flight as well is Richard Branson, the head of Virgin Atlantic Airlines, who set his sights on becoming an even bigger player in the sky. Here's Megan Williams.
For years, Branson and his Virgin Atlantic Airlines have been waiting for a chance to buy the smaller British BMI. Problem is, BMI completed a deal yesterday to be controlled by Germany's Lufthansa Airlines. But today's Wall Street Journal reports on a possible three-way deal among Virgin, BMI, and Lufthansa. The upshot is Virgin could get local flights in the UK and could also form an alliance with Lufthansa for international flights. Virgin says it's a major opportunity. The airline industry is reeling from high fuel prices and fewer customers. The number of global passengers dropped nearly 3% in September, the first decline in 5 years. A big alliance might just make the difference to Virgin as it navigates through a world economic storm. I'm Megan Williams for Marketplace.
Retail sales are way down and stores are bracing for a less than stellar holiday season. But it is another holiday that's got retailers screaming with joy. From WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, Julie Rose has more.
Like most Americans, Candace Rogers is sticking to a budget, but not when it comes to Halloween. She and her friends plan to spend twice as much as usual.
We're going to get two costumes because we have two different parties to go to. I'm looking for probably like a pirate costume and a nurse costume.
That sexy pirate costume runs about $80. It pays to be in the Halloween business right now. The National Retail Federation says people will spend about 3% more this year. Costume seller Philip Morris says Halloween sales are up 20% at some of his stores in Charlotte.
It's an escape holiday. If you want to become a movie starlet, if you want to become the President of the United States, and all of your troubles and all of your woes can be just left behind.
Hundreds of workers are packing orders at a frenzied pace inside the Morris Costumes warehouse. They're a top Halloween wholesaler. Morris says Batman and Indiana Jones are hot this year. So what does a Halloween mogul go as?
I'm going to go home and go to bed. We're working almost 24 hours a day.
And making lots of money. From Charlotte, I'm Julie Rose for Marketplace.
Continuing our occasional series, What's the Fix This Morning? A look at possible solutions to the economic crisis. And today we cross the pond and look at British Prime Minister Gordon Brown's plans for the UK. Earlier this summer, his approval rating had taken a nosedive. But he launched a bank rescue plan and things are looking up for him politically. Stephen Beard reports on the Brown solution and whether it will save the British economy.
When Prime Minister Gordon Brown unveiled his plan to fix Britain's financial crisis, he was hailed a global saviour. There was a wave of hero worship. Even cool Scandinavians like former Danish Premier Poul Rasmussen succumbed.
He is a hero because Gordon Brown actually made the package which all of us have now tried to do. So Gordon Brown knew how to do in a very, very critical moment.
Brown was the first to use taxpayers' cash to buy shares in troubled banks. That, plus a slew of loans, were aimed at bolstering the bank's solvency. 3 weeks and $800 billion later, the banks look comfortable, but ordinary business people don't feel any more secure.
Small businesses are still finding it difficult to get money to tide them over, to increase their overdraft, to pay the wages, just to get through these very difficult times.
Stephen Alambritis of the Federation of Small Businesses.
We are seeing bankruptcies, closures going up, running at currently 40 small businesses a day collapsing. That's 280 a week.
And here's a company that almost went bust. It makes electrical accessories. The company is profitable. But when its bank lost billions in mortgage-backed securities, it suddenly called in its loans. The boss, Roger Pepinstock, just doesn't believe the Brown bailout will fix the British economy.
Banks still aren't lending. They're becoming in the UK more aggressive about home repossessions and taking loans off companies. I don't see that the money that we've given them is going to help the real economy. I think it's going to shore up their balance sheets and probably pay their bonuses.
Brown says he'll crack down on bonuses and insist on the banks lending at the same levels as last year. But his critics say that's unrealistic. Banks lend less in a downturn. And with less lending, a downturn is where Britain is heading. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Our fallout coverage of the financial crisis is yours at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.